Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And today we're going to kick it off with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. How goes it, sir?
Bill, I'm a little freaked out right now, man.
Okay.
Tell you why.
Tell me why.
I'm not very much of a technical person. As a matter of fact, I'm not anti-tech. I'm just kind of non-tech. It doesn't interest me, so I don't pursue it.
Right.
But I have three words for you, man. Dual factor authentication. You need to make sure if you have, or it's possible to have, dual factor authentication or biometrics on your devices. You know, go ahead and do it, because it's the way of the future. And if you don't do it, you're going to be left behind and hacked. And I guess that's pretty much where I'm at. You know, it started with Instagram, but my Instagram account was linked to my Facebook account. And I think my Facebook account was linked to my Microsoft account. You know, it's a domino effect.
Sure.
To the extent that... you know, my computer was compromised to an extent, and I wasn't sure to what extent. So I just shut everything down. I shut down Instagram. I shut down Facebook. And I've just been addressing all of the... actually, look at it this way, man. It's not going to be easy to absolutely change your electronic footprint in a couple, 3 days.
No.
Not in today's private space. It's unbelievable. But I'm almost there. All the critical modes have been addressed. I'm getting to a point where I can somewhat relax. And... you know, to an extent, I'm enjoying the time off. I mean, what else can you do? You would think from an isolationist standpoint nowadays, someone that chose to stay off the grid or not getting involved in social media, that's, you know, kind of an isolationist attitude to an extent, because that's how people survive nowadays, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
But I really don't. We didn't have all this when we were growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know how to get by without it.
Right. And, you know, that's always a plus. But, I mean, I will say this. If this is only the first time this has ever happened to you.
No, it's absolutely. That's why it's had such an impact on me. You know, it's kind of like, hey, whoa. You know, because you always hear about it happening to people.
Right.
You know? But it's always the other guy. That ain't going to happen to me. You know? And then, pow, you find yourself caught in the middle of it, and it's like mind-boggling. You know, I've learned so much tech stuff in the last couple, 3 days. I felt like I've been in some kind of Tom Cruise movie or something, you know, like, crazy. You know, where all the tech guys are going at it. You know, watch this. they press a button and wacky stuff happens.
Well, if this is the first time it ever happened to you, you have definitely gone a very long time before this ever happened to you. But it happens, I think, to everybody. I can't imagine how many times it's happened to, like, Steve Fisher. You know, Steve's way out there with his Instagram page. He's on there constantly.
Well, I don't get it. I think it was done intentionally.
Of course it was.
Basically, I was targeted by somebody.
Well, and yeah, because you're Super Dave.
How are you going to combat that?
Right. I don't know that you necessarily worry about it.
I'm not concerned about it at all.
Yeah.
Because it's just, nothing you can do about it.
No, you can,
they can do anything. That's the scary thing with this. And now AI is the big issue now.
Right.
And they're talking about regulating AI and talking about how they're going to do that and who's going to make the decisions related to that regulation of those, specs. And it's almost like life is now imitating art. They had that one movie, I don't remember.
What was it about?
iRobot. That's the name of the movie.
There you go.
Good call. But, the crime directives or whatever they call them for the robots. Come on, dude. It's only going to go so far. But they're making it seem as if it's not going to be, another 30, 50 years. We're not going to need pilots. We're not going to need, how many job descriptions are we not going to need anymore?
I think a lot of things that are purely mechanical, like, say, checking out groceries, that might go away as far as having to have a human do that. But I think there's some things that are so nuanced that you're always going to have a human being do them. Infantry is a very nuanced profession, isn't it? Being in the infantry is a very nuanced profession. It's not something that automatically comes to you. It's such a fluid situation. It's going to vary from person and event to event, isn't it?
Yeah, but see, even then, that point's arguable, man, because you can sacrifice 100,000 AI drones versus 100 live human beings. I don't get it.
Well, sure. But I think at that point, then war loses all meaning at that point. If all you're doing now is you're just throwing robots into it. Yeah, if you're throwing robots into it, the war as hell is basically lost on everybody at that point. So,
no, I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where could they possibly want to go with AI? Why are they pushing it so hard?
Well, because it's new. Because it's engineers. Engineers can't ever leave anything alone. I work with sound engineers all the time. They can never leave anything alone. We're coming up on, coming up on the first break. And, right now there's nothing for me to direct you to with Super Dave, because Super Dave is taking a step back, although I expect to see combatspeed.com come back online just any old time. He's in the middle of finishing out his week. Huh?
It'll be at least 30 days in the black hole.
So 30 days in the black hole, so the only place you can find Super Dave now is here. The only place he's out there is here with me. I don't mind the exclusive. I'll enjoy it for 30 days. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, which is currently in a black hole. Everything about Dave is in a black hole. Except for Dave's love for the Glock 26. You and I both, tell me about what you think about the Glock 26. What's your thoughts on the Glock 26?
I have a Glock 26 that I acquired many, many years ago. that I used as the pistol to fire the inaugural backup gun match up at Smith & Wesson. I don't know, it's probably been 15, 20 years now.
Right.
But I came in, I was second behind Mike Seeklander for the match. And that little 26, funny thing about it is, in prep for the match, I fired that 26 for every USPSA match, IDPA match, you name it, that I could fire locally. You know, I was living in Florida at the time, that I could. And the pistol was extremely accurate. And I always believe the shorter Glocks are more accurate anyway. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But one match that specifically stands out in my mind, we were south of here, or, you know, south of Tampa, down near Boca Raton, and I won a stage at a USPSA match that was actually a 50-yard stage in which it was very simple. You drew and fired 10 rounds, you know, Comstock time, into this target at 50 yards. And I shot it clean in like a mid eight second thing. And I won stage for the match. And people couldn't believe it. But I was digging it, you know, because I knew the pistol was fully capable of that level of accuracy. And here's why I've always thought the shorter Glocks were more accurate than the longer Glocks, so to speak. And this is what I'm about to say is arguable, okay? Technically, mechanically, however you want to argue it, it's arguable. Supposedly the Glock locks on the, I just drew a blank on the technical names of the surfaces, the barrel hood and, slide. Well, the Glocks, there's a very finite way that the Glocks lock up. And the energy produced by the cartridge overcomes the ability of that lock to hold. And it slides open. So to me, it's kind of a blowback type. It's more of a delayed blowback than it is. Anyway, do you understand why I say it's arguable?
Yes, sir.
Because it doesn't really matter until you start measuring accuracy with the smaller guns. Because the smaller the gun is, you get less frame flex. The frames are much more rigid than the larger frames. So by eliminating frame flex, you eliminate any negative input on the barrel and slide relationship or interaction. You see what I mean?
I do.
You get much more consistent action and better accuracy because of that. But I love that little 26, man. It's a laser beam. And recently, I went to locate it, and I couldn't, which was an immediate red flag. I'm not overly concerned about it because I know it is in a ready kit bag. I just have to identify which one.
Right.
I thought it was in my personal number one go bag, kit bag, but it was my tertiary 19X. And maybe I didn't look hard enough, but either way you cut it, I've got to put hands on as soon as I can.
For me, the Glock 26, I think the Glock 26, what I like about it is that it is not a full grip, right? Because I like I like the Glock platform. I don't like the Glock grip angle. That's what always throws me, is the grip angle. And then the grip angle, yeah, the grip angle actually causes apparently a series of things that occur. My if I ride high in up on the beaver tail, or where the beaver tail would be on the gun, if I ride high on that, now my trigger finger is coming down at an angle. It's no longer even with the trigger. It's coming down at an angle. And where I hit the trigger, I'm actually going diagonal across the trigger. I'm not pulling straight back. So if I actually
can't.
Sorry.
You can't. You can't.
I can't
pull
what?
Straight back.
Yeah.
Even best case scenario, I can't. When I lock the Glock up properly and engage the trigger properly,
right,
I cannot press the trigger clean and straight to the rear unless I do it on purpose, because my finger is placed diagonally across the front of the trigger shoe.
Okay.
You have to learn how to press it clean and straight to the rear with your finger in that position. Yes, it's difficult at best.
Okay. That's just one of the things that I've noticed about the gun. But what I've also noticed is, and I made sort of, and I'm not going to go there because we're about to come up on another break, but we'll pick this up on the other side. Talking about the gun, the Glock 26, I shoot it well because I have less of a grip to push my hand in the wrong way. It's easier for me to get a better grip on the trigger on the Glock 26. That's why it's the better gun for me. And besides that, you like them, so wow. Now that just vindicates it for me. But
cool.
I'll explain something I discovered the other day, quite by accident. Right now, Super Dave is exclusive to Lock and Load until he gets out of the internet hole that he's put himself in while he regroups. This is the only place to find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News update. As President Biden remains on vacation, new job numbers show the economy is cooling over the summer. Employers only adding 187,000 jobs last month, fewer than expected as high interest rates continue to weigh on the economy. But the unemployment rate has dipped to 3.5%. Lotto players are hoping to become a billionaire with tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions. These players are in New Jersey.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, that's a lot of money for anybody.
Generational money, if you hit it. My nieces and nephews could be very happy people.
The jackpot has ballooned up to more than $1.3 billion with no winners since April. It's a relatively quiet day in Washington, D.C., as both the House and Senate are not in session. Tim Berg, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC right now. We're talking a little bit about gun things. And one thing I discovered, we were just talking about the Glock 26. I shoot the Glock 26 better than any other Glock in its standard configuration out there. Now, that's obviously not your problem, right? You have figured out how to shoot the Glocks no matter where your finger is hitting the trigger, right?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
I know people that can shoot the Glock just naturally, but the grip angle for me, maybe it's because of the length of my fingers, maybe the girth, whatever it is, it just creates issues for me. But I discovered something. The other day I was revisiting something. When I went to Tactical Response, I took these two Poly 80 framed, basically Glock pistols. You know, the Poly 80 is basically a Glock clone. And I shot those guns very accurately, even in the heat of the Camden June time that I was taking that. Jaeger laughed at me over that because I waited so late in the, you know, I waited till the hottest part of the year to come take the class.
Right.
But when I was shooting the targets, you know, they had me shooting a little triangle. They called that the GUI, the face, you know, the eyes and nose, the triangle eyes and nose. Made. That was the representation made. And I was hitting it. And normally with Glock, you know, I'm sitting there going, well, I'm low and to the left, but at least I'm grouping, right? This right. was not the case. I was shooting it straight on. Now, I had these two guns going because a sponsor had built them for me. And, I mean, I had tested them, and they ran so good that I decided these would be, I took a Glock 17 size Poly 80 and a Glock 19 size Poly 80. And I could hit with both of them. And then I... Just on a whim, I pulled the gun out and looked at it, and I looked at the back strap of the Poly 80, and it's not a 22-degree angle.
Right.
It's not. It's straighter than if you took a Glock grip and shaved it down.
Right.
But it's I don't know if it's 20 degrees or 19 degrees, whatever it is. I like the 18 degree of the 2011-1911 angle, the trifecta cut, as they call it. And I like that. That, I'm sorry?
Excuse me? Would you explain that again? The trifecta? What is that?
That's how they refer to the grip as the on the staccatos. They call that this trifecta grip. I don't know why.
Oh.
I can't explain it technically. I could get a hold of, I can call Pignato and see if he'll tell me. I never have asked him. I should have by now, but I haven't.
Yeah, man.
But anyway,
if you don't mind, I'll figure that out.
Okay. But cool. with the poly 80, I was hitting with the poly 80 as well. So for me, sitting here, I have the Glock 26, which I can shoot well. And I think it's because of the shorter grip. And I have the poly 80, which I can shoot really well, which I think is because of the straighter grip. Which leads me to this, and I don't even know who I would ask. I don't even know who I'd begin to ask. Why do you think they have got that such a, the angle is so different on the Glocks than just about everything else?
Because they're Austrians, dude. There is no making sense out of it, dude. They're Austrians. They dig that European grip angle.
Right.
They're used to dueling. They're used to, you know, standing there bladed, one hand, you know, arm full presentation, dialed in. You know, that's the way that gun is set up for shooting. It's not the American way of shooting friendly. It's not mechanically designed to be friendly to American shooters. You know, they don't seem to mind. They shoot it really well any way it can be shot.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's really that big of a deal. But it is learned initially. Trust me, I had to learn.
Well, I mean,
once I learned, I got it.
Yeah, but you switched over from 1911s to Glocks, right?
True.
How much of a learning curve was that to adapt to that grip angle?
Zero. Zero for me.
Yeah, okay. But you just said there was a little bit of an learning curve or something to that. So what was it that you had to adapt to when you made the switch?
Not having a mechanical safety to operate. That jigged me up a little bit.
Well, that's,
you know why?
Why?
Because it takes time to do that. When I switched from 1911s to Glocks, I actually, in respect to like basic gun handling and stuff like that,
right?
I was able to do things much faster because the gun was much easier to work with, had less controls. You see what I mean?
Sure.
Less actions had to be performed. Not that, you know, it made them any less dangerous or not. There were still, you know, I didn't have to worry about manipulating a mechanical safety, an external mechanical safety.
Right.
You know, I could make, loading was much easier with a double stack rather than a single stack. You know, you've got the capacity of a 9 over, you know, a 45. There's just a lot of advantages, you know.
One thing I've noticed, and I mean, but now when you were shooting 1911s and you had a mechanical safety, that was just all part of your learned draw stroke, right?
Correct.
So when you went to one without a mechanical safety, you just had to adjust to the fact that you didn't have the mechanical safety. How long did that take?
Oh, it took a while.
Yeah?
A little while for me, yes. Because I had to keep this in mind from a standpoint of sequencing.
Right.
You physically move to it. initially establish your strong hand grip. Now, with Glock, you don't have to adjust for the external mechanical safety. You follow me?
Right.
Nor do you have to delay that physical action, because now you have to learn how to pause your thumb there and use the rest of your hand to establish the initial grip, to remove it from the holster, and work the timing out where you physically manipulate the safety off and acquire the trigger to move the gun to the target. You see what I mean?
Sure.
It happens extremely fast.
Right.
And, you know, I've thought about trying to film that, because I think there's a certain skill level where kind of that rule's getting bent pretty hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
People are getting on that gun and physically acquiring the trigger and prepping it.
Tell you what.
While they're aiming to get that best first shot and out.
Hang on for
me. I'm doing it myself.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We'll pick this up. The mechanics of the draw, that always fascinates me because... And I got a question for you about the mechanics of the draw. Super Dave, you can catch him here every Friday, lock and load, until he comes out of his self-imposed exile. He's working on it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were just talking about the draw stroke and how you would like. Now, would you want to be filming the difference between one with a thumb safety and one without? Is that what you'd be looking to film? What would you be doing?
Well, it really depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to compare by describing what you just said, you're wanting to compare a 1911 with an external mechanical safety.
Right.
And a Glock. And when do you actually take the safety off and acquire the trigger during the draw stroke for the, what, committing to the first shot? Is that what you're asking? Like doing a one-shot draw?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But you're going to find some things out. But I really believe you would have to video it to do it. I think it would happen. I'm not saying it's going to be too quick for the human eye to see, but it's a very, very narrow window that you have to know exactly, specifically where to look when it happens.
Right.
And then it's a matter of visual speed. Will you recognize it when you see it? You know what I mean? But that's why the cameras are going to be necessary to get that dialed in.
Well, it would have to be quite the special camera, too. It'd have to be able to punch in really close. It'd have to be really, really slow motion. And you'd have to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to have to be slow
motion. Yeah, it's going to have to be, and it's going to all have to be on a time code sort of timing setup to even see how much time has elapsed. Because I would imagine somebody who trains a lot with a external safety, grip frame safety gun, there's not going to be a lot of difference in speed from clearing the holster to getting the first shot off if they practice enough, is there? Or am I wrong about that?
No, there shouldn't be any issue whatsoever. I wouldn't expect there to be any difference at all. Now, are you talking individuals within the same realm, say a competitive realm, or are you talking about comparing individuals from a work realm to the competitive realm?
I would think it'd be just on the work realm, because the competitive realm, I mean, I know that there's people that shoot guns that are pretty basically stock. But a competitor that shoots competitively trains to such a degree that somebody that... They've got to train more than somebody who's a... well, that does the work, right? That is like some sort of an operator working in security, police, military. They've got to train more, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They generally, competitive shooters generally have a much higher level of ability than your average bear. What I call your average bear.
I would think so. I would imagine. Now, can we take a competitive shooter? Can we take a competitive shooter and turn them into an operator easier because of how much they train versus taking a guy that's an operator and turning him into a competitor? Is one easier than the other?
Whoa, dude. That's actually an excellent question, Mr. Bell.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that, man.
Oh, my bad.
That's an excellent question. But I just want to clarify, it depends on the individual. See, I can teach you how to shoot, but I can't teach you how to think on your feet.
Right.
You have to have it to an extent, but you also have to have it enough to where you can get it when you need to and move out. You understand what I mean?
I do.
And it takes much more time and energy to even try to teach someone how to think than it is to how to shoot. You know what I mean? If you can think on your feet, I've got good material to work with.
Right.
See what I mean? But if I've got to focus on teaching you how to think on your feet, you're not going to be an asset to the element. It's just the way it is.
I understand. Well, I guess the question would be, let's take all things being equal. We're going to be able to clone their mental capacity, right? We have an exact duplicate of mental capacity. Is it easier to take somebody with the muscle memory built in by a competitive training workflow and have them apply it to a work a military operational sort of workflow than it would be to take the same individual that is in the military operational workflow and get them to, that they're going to have to level up to get to that physical, technically really good level of a competitor, aren't they?
Dude, I'm going to have to crack up in my PhD just to understand that question.
Well,
you got me on that one, dude. Yeah. It doesn't work like that, man. You can't really program anything. You got to train and practice to where you solve a problem X number of times to where you encounter problem X and you make the decision to solve problem X, you receive the conditioned response to solve problem X. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're hardwired that way.
Right.
You're hardwired to deliver the solution to the problem that is presented before you in real time.
Right.
Not try to make some cookie cutter solution fit the circumstances. There's a difference. You understand what I mean?
I do. I remember, I was a big Bruce Lee fan.
Okay, me too.
Bruce Lee always wanted to train a ballet dancer. He felt that if he'd gotten a trained ballet dancer with all of the resulting strength and balance and flexibility that a ballet dancer comes with, that he could have turned them into a very special fighter, but he never got a chance to train that. And I just think about the other disciplines that are out there. And shooting, whereas competitive shooting is it's all based upon a timer. Operational shooting I've always thought is based upon tactics, experience, and some other things. But I would imagine that if there's one set of attributes that works with one versus the other, I've always wondered if they could be applied to each other. So, you know, it's an interesting question to ask and to consider.
No, that's very true. It's actually a very interesting concept that you bring up, because whether you realize it or not, the concept that you question is true. Some of the best competitive shooters that I've ever known have been tier one operators for periods of time.
That's interesting.
Proven periods of time.
We are about to run out of time. So before we run out of time, let's just say this was a very I love having a stimulating conversation with Super Dave, because, well, I mean, I can't ask most people questions that I can ask you, so that's always good to do. And in the interim, for those of you looking for Super Dave for the next little bit, exclusively, he's going to be here, unless he changes his mind, and he'll tell me if he does. But if at the moment, he can only be found at Lock and Oak. True statement?
True statement.
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Mr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always stimulating. We got hour number two. That is inbound hard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.